Good morning, my friends. 9:21. Sunshine, 72 degrees. Little smoke, little haze out there, but yeah, we are getting used to it. It's Monday, June 19th. Thank you for waking up with us this morning and letting us be a part of your morning and a part of your life. I've been excited for this. Red Door Art Gallery has got a great exhibit coming up on Thursday. And one of the artists there, photographer Carrie Janicek, with us this morning in the studio, drove down from Fargo. Carrie, thank you for doing that and showing up here and being a part of the morning show. Welcome.
Well, thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here. I'm excited.
Tell us a little bit about exactly what you're going to be showing on Thursday. Let's cover that first.
Okay, so Thursday is the official reception for this exhibition. It is a community exhibition, but I'm the featured artist. And so I'm going to be demonstrating my process. It's a rare, little-known process called wet plate collodion. It's a Victorian form of photography. And it's done with chemistry and usually natural light. But since we're set up for the evening, I will be bringing in artificial lighting.
Okay.
They're long exposures, and I use a big old bellows camera, so it's a fun historical experience.
How long have you been doing this, or when did this first get started for you?
I began my first plate I made in September 2019, and I've continued on every single week without let up. Till now, so
okay,
almost 4 years, 3.5 years.
Is this something that goes back to childhood? Did you have any artistic urgings when you were a kid?
Well, I kind of, you know, tinkered around with a lot of things. I did sketching because my older sister was really into that. She also worked with pastels, so sometimes I would do that. And then I studied singing, classical singing, some music lessons off and on that I didn't stick with. And then writing classes I took as a young adult. So I was just kind of feeling out everywhere. Anything artistic I was naturally drawn to and very curious. I would say more than just an artistic person, I'm a very curious person.
Those make the best artists, though, right?
I hope so.
Absolutely. So with Thursday's show, how many pieces will you be bringing down to exhibit?
So they're already up, and you can see them, I think, till the end of September. Mm-hmm. There are 20 pieces, I believe, and most of them are new works that I created. I think 18 of them are new works I created especially for this showing. They're very traditional portraits for the most part,
okay.
With a few exceptions. I try to think outside of the box with what I do since it is a monochrome or black and white process. And so one of my thing is I work with colored glass. So there's a few colored glass pieces. It's on hand-poured stained glass images. And those are made in camera just like any of the images I make.
Well, you are curious.
Yeah.
So tell me about, you said you had a showing up at, was it the Rourke?
I was part of a group exhibition. I was invited to their Midwestern annual exhibition. They have I think it's like 4 or 5 states people contribute art pieces or invited to contribute. This is the first year I was invited to join that. And I won an award last night, so I'm really excited.
Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you. Yeah, I was shocked.
So, again, let's back up a little bit, too. How does the process work? How long does it take for one piece? I mean, how long do you typically take for it to churn out one piece?
Right. So it is a handmade image. So I have to pour chemistry on a metal or glass surface. Thursday, I'll be doing the metal. And those are called tintypes. That's their traditional name. And then I have to sensitize it and do some things in the dark room. And then I come out and take the image, and that's a long exposure, probably with artificial lighting, about 11 seconds, 10 seconds.
Okay.
I do have a little thing that holds people still. And then I have to go back to the dark room and develop it and fix it. So all together, it takes about 20 minutes.
Did you study under somebody, or did you just kind of, was this a learn-as-you-go kind of thing?
I studied under someone. So I did begin trying to learn on my own for the first few months. To understand how it happened, I'd kind of have to explain. It's a long story, but I can make it succinct. I was going to do a cross-promoting collaboration with an artist who does this,
okay.
Wet Plate Collodion. He's based in Bismarck. His name's Shane Balkowicz. And I had a hat shop at the time, a vintage and antique hat shop. And so I had planned to come out there and dress all fully in vintage clothing and a hat and have my image done and do a cross promotion just as a fun way to get some more attention and also have these great images. I didn't know what the process was. And yeah. So I went out there and he walks the people through in his large dark room so they can have the experience. And I saw how kind of basically it was done. And as I was watching him and the image came out of the fixer, it hit me that I was going to do this. This was my next thing, my next pursuit.
So you just knew it. I mean, there was no thought process. You just knew.
Yeah, I just knew. It was like once in a while I get like a little snap and it's like, oh, this is what I'm going to do next. And so I left his studio. We had another project lined up in the future, mm-hmm. but I didn't know him. And yeah. I didn't want to, like, trouble him with what I wanted to do. So I started studying on my own. I ordered manuals the week after I left. And then I started getting into the weeds because it was a lot of chemistry and where would I get the equipment and what should I start with, glass? How do I get tin? What is this? You know. So while I was discussing with that same artist our future shoot, mm-hmm. I eventually let him know I was learning.
Okay.
And he agreed. Decided to help me out, volunteered to help me out. He gave me my first camera, and he mentored me for almost 2 years.
Wow.
So that was very helpful. And if anyone's interested in this process, please come out and meet me. You do need someone to help you through the weeds.
Mm-hmm. Get you
can
through
learn,
it. Right.
Yeah, you can learn the basics in a book or watching YouTube videos. But you need someone to troubleshoot with you through some of the problems and hiccups that happen while you're doing this process.
Kiri, let's talk about, why the vintage? Why the Victorian? What attracted you to that?
Well, I grew up, kind of always drawn to old things. I love history. I was an avid reader, thanks to my father's constant pushing of not watching TV and reading. And then, I really was drawn to the past. And anything related to the past. I watched old movies most of my young childhood. I was kind of the weird kid.
That's not weird. That's just curious.
Yeah,
that's why I love it.
And so I got really into fashion because of the old movies.
Mm-hmm.
And later in life, I needed like a part-time job. So I thought, I'll try it. A vintage store on Etsy. It was really trendy at the time. And there weren't many people in Fargo, which is where I'm at, that right. were doing that. And so at first I started just doing it as kind of a little side hustle. And I was selling all vintage. But then I realized the hats were just flying. And so then I started studying old millinery books, The Art of Hat Making. And I started learning how to repair these pieces that could be beautiful but were quite damaged.
Mm-hmm.
And I made it into a business. So that was a business I had as a almost full-time work for 9.5 years, and now it's taken quite a back seat. But
I bet it has.
So
that is exciting stuff.
Yeah.
That is really exciting. So let me ask you, where does your inspiration come from?
My inspiration for my artwork comes from things, that I'm very self-centered, that interests me.
Right.
So a lot of times there'll be literary references.
Mm-hmm.
Right now I'm doing a new series for St. Cloud, which I can mention later, and that is going to be related to anything to do with theater and traditional theater themes, and that's going to be fun to explore,
wow.
of course.
Right.
I've already done some work for that. So usually if I have an exhibition lined up, then I have a theme, a loose theme. I ask the people who are so kindly wanting me to come, what are you looking for?
Right.
And I like a little bit of a guardrail, like a guiding mm-hmm. principle or something. So the ones that give me this like loose theme, like, well, I was thinking, I work within those boundaries and
okay.
I bring my own experience, like literary or sometimes just a song will inspire me. I did a series of cosmic images that were inspired by Depeche Mode. So, just like when I was in the dark room and it hit me.
Right.
That's what it is with my artwork. Sometimes it won't be until the day before my shoot, and I'll be like, I should do this.
I was going to ask you that, if it comes really quick or if some things take a little more time
some
or a little
take
of
time.
Both.
So I'm having a shoot this Friday, and it's taken some planning. It's for that exhibition in the future in St. Cloud. It is a reimagined version. I don't do many, I would say, copycat plates, but I and if I do, I try to reimagine them so that they're not the same as the traditional work I'm looking at.
Sure.
But there is a famous painting that I am going to be reimagining on Friday. That one I've been kind of planning for a while. I had to get a carpenter to make a gurney. So,
wow.
Yeah. And another What Plate artist is coming out to be one of the people. He doesn't know it yet, actually. Maybe he listens to this. I didn't have enough, so it's hard to get men to model.
Right.
I need two men for this shot, and I only have one. So my husband has to work. So the other What Plate artist, one of the other What Plate artists, he's coming out to bring me my camera that he repaired, and I'm going to ask him to fill in. So.
All right.
Yes.
Gary, I wish we had more time, but listen, we'll see you on Thursday at the Red Door. Looking forward to this.
5 to 7.
All right. Gary, great to have you here. Thank you again for making the drive down, being part of the morning show.
You.
Folks, if you missed any of this interview, it will be available in podcast form. That will be up on our website early this afternoon. It's 9:33 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
Hi, this is Keith at Farmers Union Oil of the Southern Valley. Do you know our Wapton Scenic Station on the 210 bypass has diesel blender pumps? Our blender pump lets you control fuels you put in your truck. You can choose straight products, 30-70 blend, 50-50 blend, or 70-30 blend. No more guessing. Let the pump do the work for you.
Farmers Union Oil. Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
Got a partly cloudy sky, some smoke and some haze, 73 degrees, Monday, June 19th. From the Twin Town Villa News Desk, I'm Bill Dablo. It's 9:30. Good morning. North Dakota Highway Patrol will conduct a sobriety checkpoint and saturation patrol in Grand Forks next weekend to remove impaired drivers from the road. These enforcement events aim to remove the threat of impaired drivers and impaired driving-related motor vehicle crashes. Saturation patrols will be conducted on Friday and Saturday. Through June 6 of 2023, there have been 31 fatal crashes on North Dakota roads, resulting in 35 deaths. Six of these fatalities were related to crashes involving alcohol. North Dakota Highway Patrol is committed to Vision Zero, which aims to establish a culture of personal responsibility for personal safety and the safety of others on the road by driving.